Even though it's in a war zone, a ministry partner wants to increase presence in a West African country. We'll take a look behind the scenes in a moment. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're also exploring the connection between being a champion and being in ministry. And don't let the vocab fool you. Opening today's program, the United Nations says conflict in Africa's Sahel region is unprecedented. More than 5 million people throughout West Africa need urgent help. In Burkina Faso alone, nearly 500,000 people are internally displaced. Islamic terrorism and tribal conflict are driving the region's unrest. Spokesman Greg Musselman says Voice of the Martyrs Canada's ramping up efforts in Burkina Faso as persecution continues to rise.
If you look at Burkina Faso, it really was not on our radar in terms of persecution of Christians. I mean, a lot of our attention had been in, you know, Nigeria and then Eastern Africa. But because of the spread of the militant Islamic groups, there's just more of this extremism taking place in Burkina Faso because it neighbors with some of these other countries.
In one attack, militants told people to either convert to Islam or leave. Nearly 2,000 villagers were forced to flee.
Where we should be encouraged as Christians is that many of these believers are refusing to become Muslim. They could convert and they can stay in their homes, but rather than deny Jesus or the Christian faith, they choose to leave the area.
Pray for VOM Canada as it finds ways to help persecuted believers in Burkina Faso.
Burkina Faso, of course, is quickly moving up the list of, you know, a nation that we really need to be involved in.
Turning now to the Middle East, where Jordan is home to tens of thousands of refugees and displaced people. For displaced Iraqis, serious concerns prevent the return home. Instead, many are stuck in limbo, waiting. Telling us about the situation is Ann Hamming of Tent Schools International. Hamming says overall, Iraqis in Jordan are safe, fed, and housed, but their opportunities are restricted.
Because they are not technically refugees, so they do not have some of the protections and rights that a refugee might have in terms of getting work or getting services for their children.
The educational opportunities for Iraqi kids are limited, leaving them stuck. Tent Schools is changing this, though, through its partnership with Good Shepherd Center.
Our partner is working and hoping to open an adolescent center. They have a building, but the building needs renovations. And, of course, they need to staff it and purchase materials for their students.
You can help support Good Shepherd Center's care of the Iraqi kids through Tent Schools. Start by praying for the provisions for this new center and ask God to bless the work, heal these kids, and open doors for both their future and a relationship with Christ. And can you use social media to spread the gospel? Dennis Weens from Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says anyone can be a social ambassador.
In the West, we're so into this mindset we have to go have a conversation or we have to go knock on somebody's door, and yet we can have a great witness just by being in their social environment and post, not traditional models of witnessing where we think we got to confront and challenge, but posting positive things that are relative to what that person's going through that day. Well, Sat7's vision is to make the gospel available to everyone in the Middle East and North Africa. And not everybody's going to come to the satellite broadcast, but we can put the message and the programming and the hope of the gospel onto social platforms where people live their daily lives.
Sat7 seeing an increase in viewers tuning in from social media and the help of social ambassadors. Right now, they're broadcasting to 25 different countries, reaching around 25 million viewers.
So many have been touched by Sat7 programming. They found help, they found counseling, encouragement for many that can't go to church, where their church, where their Sunday school. And they're excited about it, so they share that with others. And so they're an ambassador.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You've told us how much you value this program and that it's needed for such a time as this. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st. Would you help us spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020? Just look for links to spread the word at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.